And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And your question this week is, how do I know when I'm making the right choice? Every moment you are making a choice in your life, it is what vibration and frequency you are wishing to approach each moment with. It is how you are loving yourself, how much, how little, how you are loving those in your life, your community, the world, how much, how little. All of these are choices. It is like on a meter or a measuring stick. You are making a choice every moment. We know that you each wish to be living your life in the best and highest manner and with your fullness of being, your spirit and God guiding, prompting, directing, and you listening. This is the beginning point here in terms of making choices, making a choice for the good, for God. This may feel esoteric or quite out there, so to speak, but it is not indeed, because the God that created you vibrates and lives within you. You are an aspect of this Father, Mother, Creator. And so the guidance is right there for you, with you, every moment. Often we see that the tendency is to go somewhat unconscious and go on autopilot into your days, into your life. But this is not why you are here, dear ones. It is not why your spirit has chosen a human life in this time frame. It is for you to choose the best and highest, the most love-filled, truthful, honest, principled, abiding consciousness of goodness in every moment. So when you are faced with, let's say, a big choice, a significant choice, and you are in a quandary what to do, and you ask your mind, what are all of the options here? And your mind, your ego, limited mind, begins to fill you up with all of the if you did this, thens scenarios, and you become confused or distraught and in a tailspin. You are wishing to make the best and highest choice, but what is it? We ask you here in this picture to begin by asking the God that created you, what is the best thing for me to do here? What is the best choice for me and for life? Ask God first, and ask your spirit, which is an aspect of God. These are not energetic beings far away from you. Again, they are within you. So get quiet. Come home to your center and ask the question, what is the best choice to make right here, right now? And be still and listen. The answer may be, do not choose yet, it is not time. Or it may be a gentle guiding to a direction or to an idea that leads you on the path of goodness, on the path of making the best and highest choice. Do not feel that you must rush into choosing, because often when the answer is not clear, the universe is orchestrating things and it is taking the time that it takes to put these things in place, for the avenue to open or for the clear bell to ring, so that you know surely this is the path, this is the best choice. So ask, listen, and then wait patiently for the answer. That is our answer to your question. How do you know when you are making the best choice? What you will feel also is a calm and a comfort and a knowingness that the choice you are making as you listen to God and to your spirit is the correct one. It is in alignment with the goodness you wish to do in life. As you take your steps then, making the choice, God will guide you. God is the ultimate navigator of your life. And if, as you are moving forward, it is important for you to turn a bit left or turn a bit right, this is where you must continue to ask and listen. You will know, dear ones, when you are in alignment with the best and highest choice in every situation. Tune into your own central core, which is God and your spirit, and the truth and the guidance that you are asking for, and the comfort and the surety you are asking for. As you make choices in life, it is there, it is complete, it is whole, it is love. We ask you to try this out this week as you are making choices, and become even aware of the small choices that you make every moment. It is your will that determines the quality of your life as you ask for the best and highest to come forward. And we will add, as you listen and act upon the guidance from that which created you. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.